Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's flax.
Boom, there you go.
It's that time of the week again. Friday. See,
it doesn't feel like a Friday until you do that.
I'm like Rebecca Black 2.0. When I say it's Friday, Friday, Friday.
Yeah, Rebecca Black sang that song. It's Friday.
She remember when
Friday.
That was a big thing, eh?
Yeah.
I would make memes about it.
It's heavy, bro.
And then she kind of faded out when The Weeknd came in, and then there was The Weeknd jokes. Don't you remember those?
No.
There was all memes about, like, if The Weeknd's hair was bad, they'll say, I guess it's not The Weeknd and shit like that.
I didn't even know that they'd done that to poor Rebecca Black. I wonder where the world she is, because that was a very short
But
that
Rebecca Black song got so much flack. They said it was, like, the most annoying song ever.
I bet you it's got...
Friday.
Lovely.
Okay, my rendition's not so good.
It's really, really good.
Hang Jam on. It on your laptop.
I want to see... how many views that's had at this point in time?
Sure, I'm going to pull in at probably about 6 million.
No, 95.
Million?
95 million.
Yeah, because Oaks are like using it for parodies and stuff.
Rebecca Black. And do you want to give us a little rendition? We just had O'Neill on Cliff Central, which is a show for professional musicians.
Can't you just push play and we sing along to it?
I could actually do that. Hang on.
If my laptop Friday,
wants
Friday,
to be friendly
Friday.
To me. You look like you want to do a solo here, though.
Yes, I'm just hyped up for this weekend.
You're really getting
it's
into
been
the
first proper weekend. I mean, first proper week, the full week. So I'm proper ready for the weekend.
I'm going to give you the instrumental.
But all I know is Friday, Friday, Friday.
Okay, you want the original.
That's all I know.
It's 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, getting in, okay, let's have a look what we can do, yeah. And you go, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you ready, Flax?
Yeah. It's Friday.
Easy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Friday.
Not yet.
Go to the chorus.
No. This is very important wisdom she's imparting here. And there you go.
It's Friday.
Kicking in the front seat, kicking in the back seat. These are powerful lyrics. There you go. And
it's Friday, Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Get freaky on Friday.
Beautiful.
Friday. Are we done?
No, that was great.
Yes, I really felt myself there.
Ah. Na, 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 na. And then you
Friday.
No. Okay, all right.
That's all we really need is just that Friday, Friday.
That's also 2 minutes no one will ever get back.
It's not often you hear me singing on Cliff Central.
No, you sing very regularly.
Last time I sang was that Justin Bieber song.
Yeah, how did it go?
And that haunts people to date.
It was a...
I know you love me. I know you care.
Oh, that was bad.
My best is when your voice broke. Wait, you got to listen to when your voice broke. That's the part that always gets me.
There, you are my love. And then... You are my heart. And we will never, ever...
Wait, and then it goes...
You're an item. You're not playing. We're just friends.
That everyone was Michael Flax hitting puberty live on air.
Oh yeah, it was brilliant. Woody on WeChat, by the way, says that Rebecca is in heaven with Tupac, who of course we know you shot.
Yo, Woody's getting me in trouble lately, eh? Keep saying I shot Tupac. Someone from the hood's gonna hear that and come for me, eh? Yo, Woody.
Okay, let's get into some of the big celebrity news from the week. I know that this is important to you. It's important to the world. It's even important to me. Kicking it off with massive news. I was crying the whole morning that Kylie and Tyga are now no longer together.
So this was announced earlier this week, but still, we must chat about this.
Mm.
Blac Chyna. Mm. And wait, what did you just say?
Yeah, I said, mm.
Oh, no, before that. I don't know if you mentioned the other story.
I didn't talk about Blac Chyna. I just said that Kylie and Tyga are over.
I thought you said Blac Chyna.
No, we're going to get to her in a second.
Okay, so Kylie and Tyga are capiche, done. They called it quits. Apparently, Tyga's already chilling with other models. Kylie basically said that, and this is from sources very close to her, she said that she's 18, she wants to live life wants to live life. She's got millions to blow. She just wants to be single for a bit and enjoy the perks. Very similar to the perks Justin Bieber's experiencing.
So it's got nothing to do with the fact that Black China is Tiger's baby mama and Black China and Rob Kardashian and I expecting a child, and that's just hella awkward.
At the moment, according to the inside sources, no.
Mm.
But I'm sure later on in maybe episode 22 of season 96 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it will be revealed.
Okay. While we're on Kardashians, what is the latest with Black China?
She's Pregos.
Yeah.
So she's now the only heir to the Kardashian name. And by heir, the male carries the surname. Mm. And now Rob Kardashian is the only male Kardashian in the family. So Black China's kid will now have the name Kardashian.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
We have no clue yet.
She's also, you said, her filed legal papers to change her name.
She filed legal papers to change her surname to Kardashian. And she wants all royalties on entertainment, music, all publication of the name of her name, Black China Kardashian.
Hmm. Let's round
up. Well, not Black China Kardashian. What's her original
name? No, Angela Renee Kardashian.
Yeah, Angela Renee Kardashian.
Yeah, that's her birth name is Angela Renee White.
So if you think that she's just in it for the money, she's just in it for the money.
She's pulled such a thing.
Who would change their surname?
Because you know the whole story, and Prince Castillo actually spoke about this in No Less Than a Bar earlier this week, is that Black China and the Kardashians were really close. She was BFFs with Kim and Courtney and Khloe, and you see her in the beginning seasons. And then they had a fallout, and so this is to a large extent, and I've never met her, so maybe it's not, but I do think it is, just revenge on the fact that they ditched her, and now she's got the ultimate revenge.
This is a bit too far for revenge.
Ugh, it's heavy. Okay.
What's the furthest you would go?
For revenge.
What's the furthest?
Well, geez, after DJ Zintler yesterday spoke to me about how bad revenge is, I've had to repurpose my vision on that. But I'm not really a revenge person. I get angry. I can get really angry and like, but I don't want to see somebody. I'll get angry in the moment and then I move past it. You know, like this time last Friday, they messed me around with my car at the panel beaters. Mm. And I came in and I was like, I'm going to email everyone. And then as the week sort of passed by, I decided not to email anyone. And it's just, it is what it is.
Yes, I'd love to know from people how far they have ever gone for revenge, or how far the ex has ever gone for revenge.
What have you done?
How far have I ever gone for revenge? I'm not a revenge guy. I sort of forget about it.
Yeah.
Not like consciously forget. I just forget.
I feel you, bro.
So I forget before I can get revenge.
Let's round out the Kardashian news with some interesting information about Kanye West on a flight.
So Kanye West has signed up to this like monthly fee where you pay $10,000 to, what is the name of this flight? JetSmarter. So JetSmarter is sort of like an Uber for flights. So you pay a monthly fee of $10,000 and you sort of jump on jet. So say I need to go to LA right now. I will jump on a jet to LA, but anyone can be on that jet.
Hmm.
That's what makes it cheaper, because like they can put seven people on a seven-seater jet and take us all to LA. Because I don't need like a seven-seater jet to myself. So basically, there was this dude, Mazen Dayan, who was on one of the flights that Kanye and Kim hopped on.
Mm.
And basically revealed everything. He said Kim went straight to sleep. And he chatted for the entire flight to Kanye. They talked about watches, cars, soaring price of real estate, all things that rich people speak about. What would you speak about if you...
Kanye West.
Yeah, if you landed up on a plane or in an Uber with the Kanye West?
Creativity.
Would you ask him, what was that question
you asked? Are you in a relationship with creativity? Are you in a relation?
And Kanye would say, dude, I'm in a relationship with money.
No. Kanye, actually, if you've watched interviews, is a massive philosopher and a creative, and he's a very, very interesting guy from that perspective. So I would hope we would have a DMC on the plane.
I'd probably be a bit nervous to chat to him. I'd probably like go to another part of the plane.
You would just want a selfie.
Yeah, I'd probably do a selfie and ask if I can maybe tether on his Wi-Fi so I can upload the selfie, because I don't have international roaming.
Now, while we're talking selfies, your friend Justin Bieber doesn't want to take selfies with anybody anymore.
He refuses to take photos with people anymore. He says, I owe you nothing. he's asking fans not to take photos of him. One fan came up to him in a park, I think it was, and said, I bought your album. Let me take a photo with you. And he said, you bought the album. You didn't buy a selfie with me. I don't owe you a selfie. He's acting very strange.
But he was partying pretty hard the other night, right?
Honestly, he just went to a bar, and because now the fans like respect the fact he doesn't want photos, they kind of like leave him alone. And he was chatting to people. He was on the bar taking shots. He's now sort of, he felt like he was an animal in the zoo taking photos with everyone else. And now he's just living life, you know? Mm. Imagine everyone wanted a photo with you. Like at the start, maybe it sounds cool, but maybe like a year down the line, when you're walking in like Sandton Shopping Center and every single person wants a photo with you and it stops you from doing what you came there to do. I mean, it gets a bit annoying.
Yeah, you got to start using online shopping.
I mean, we all want it, but...
But he's got a bodyguard to keep these people out. I don't know. I think he's being a bit
of a... Still, imagine everyone shouting at you.
Dumb guy about
it. Hey, Aria, can I have a photo? Aria...
Yeah, but it really does go with the territory. He's earning ridiculous amounts of money. Some people don't ever leave their office to try and earn a tenth of what he's earning. Not even close to that.
But still, he wants to live a normal
life.
It's
the price of fame, bro. I don't feel sorry for him.
I kind of feel sorry for him.
Yeah, but you would feel sorry for him no matter what because you dig him.
Yesterday, he was in Central Park. No, not yesterday. 2 days ago, he was in Central Park. He was walking around barefoot. Now, that's already weird. He was trying to play with a squirrel. Now that's extra weird. And he climbed up a tree and started doing like yoga moves. Now that is like triple threat weird. How weird is that?
It's dope paparazzi shots, sir.
Yeah, but he's people asking him for photos has made him feel like an animal in a zoo and he's starting to lose it. And if he loses it, it will affect his music. And we can't afford that.
Okay. Well, listen. We can't talk about Justin Bieber without speaking about Selena Gomez. What's the latest on her?
Okay, so a story broke the other day about Selena Gomez and Orlando Bloom hooking up in a club. And the story broke because the club released CCTV footage. And then it was all reports that they returned home separately. They went in their own separate Ubers. But now a hotel has released footage of them walking into the hotel together that night.
Hey.
All cozy and stuff. So they definitely had sex that night. Okay, I can't say definitely.
Yeah, no, you weren't there.
I can't say definitely, but I assume they had sex that night.
Orlando Bloom, he gets into it, huh? He's fought with Justin Bieber. Wasn't he dating Katy Perry as well at one point? He was married to Miranda Kerr.
He's supposed to be dating Katy Perry right now. What the hell?
He just looks like a guy that has a lot of sex.
Imagine like there's an inside story that celebrities don't actually care if celebrities get with other celebrities. Like imagine Katie really doesn't care if Orlando goes and gets with other celebrities
as long as PR.
She can call him her boyfriend.
Could be PR, could be publicists putting the whole thing together. They're getting very smart now in Hollywood.
Sometimes I think like, why do I talk about this? Like, why does this interest me so much? It just does though. Like, why does it interest you?
Because you're interested in other people's lives and how they're going compared to your own.
And that is why we care so much about social media.
That's it, bro. I sit on Snapchat for half an hour watching everyone drink coffee.
Who?
No, I follow so many people on Snapchat now. It's actually becoming overwhelming.
If you had to pick
your
number one person that you follow on Snapchat, who would it be?
You know what? None of them.
Really?
Yeah, none of them. Like, I'm looking at it now. I follow just a lot of people. If I'm looking at it right now, I've got new updates from Sia Bayile, Jack Devereaux, Roxy Berger, Ryan Seacrest, Brian Boy, Marcus Butler, Connor Scurlock, Ricky Rick, Kaya Dlunga, Casper Nyevest, Sarah Lunga, Danny Kaye, Yusuf Omar, Kim Kardashian. It's just loads and loads and loads.
You got a lot.
I have found someone that I really dig though.
Who?
On Snapchat. His name is Chase Jarvis.
Chase Jarvis
is the co-founder of a website called creativelive.com, which is this portal for creativity. and the way I found him, because actually this is a guy that might, you know, influence you in a positive way. So he's founded this portal. They did this thing recently. It's actually going on right now. This is really cool. This is like, I'm so glad I get to talk about this.
What's his username? Creativity.
Chase Jarvis. Just Chase Jarvis. You'll find him. So they've done a 30-day series of 30 interviews with unbelievable creatives. So he's interviewed the likes of Richard Branson, Jared Leto, and it's all available online for free. These one-on-one powerful interviews. So Chase Jarvis is probably my favorite person on Snapchat right now. And he's so creative. Listen to how creative this guy is. Yesterday, his phone died. So he said instead of, he wasn't able to Snapchat, so he's going to show you what he did. And he painted the story of what he'd done in 12 hours while his phone was dead by using Google Images.
That's pretty dope.
So he was like, I went to eat a taco. And then he's like, look, taco. No, not like that one, like that one. So he's a creative guy.
Shit, I must add him. Has that story expired?
Possibly, probably. I don't know. But he's up at 1 a.m. brainstorming. It's just a lot. Okay, so Chase you Jarvis. Who's your favorite on Snapchat?
Who's my favorite? I really dig Casper Nyonvest. I love it when he takes me like behind the scenes of his concerts and...
I can't for him. And you know why I can't? Because I just, it's a little too self-indulgent.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit self-indulgent, but I still dig him. He's so dope.
No, he's a nice guy. Okay. What else, bro?
You just said, this Chase dude gets up at like 1 a.m. or is up at 1 a.m.
Yeah, he's brainstorming.
Yeah, the only time I wake up in the middle of the night is to go pee. So I got to change that.
He makes me think though that I'm not like pushing hard enough in my life.
Ugh, but everyone will make you feel that way.
I guess so.
But that's why we need people like that to push us to the next level. And then once
and then off the edge.
Yeah. I just hope that these people that are inspiring you to push have people that are inspiring them to push. Because you never want to stop pushing in life, if that makes sense. You never want to stop climbing the ladder. Think about the ladder. No, that's a bad analogy. I was about to put
but you were on the way, bro.
Yeah, I was on this ladder. Just think about the ladder.
Next Duke will get a ride. Speaking of ladders, look at this. It takes ladders to build a house. Boity bought a house.
Yo, well out to Boity. I mean, I've been wanting to speak about this for a week because the story broke last weekend.
Is this not what you talk about on the Gareth Cliff show?
About Boity.
And a million, 4 million rand house?
I can't remember. It's been a long week. But yes, it's ups to her, eh? That is a massive house. That just shows 26 years old.
People were hating bad, though.
It was so mean. I don't know why people are hating on South African celebrities. Like,
it was so dumb.
As if they can't do any good. Like, yesterday, AKA posted a picture of him and his daughter front row for a Barney concert. And people just couldn't be happy for him. They were busy passing chirps, like, cause he was sitting in his seat with his daughter in his lap. And there was a seat next to him that had a reserved sign. And everyone was just giving him like, help, who's that seat for, blah, blah, blah. And all I wanted to comment was, honestly, the cutest photo ever. Hope you enjoy the concert. Like, it was such a cute photo.
I think though, because he responded and he used the C word.
Yeah.
Which I actually thought was just unnecessary, to be honest.
But I guess we can't understand because we're not parents. Like, he was basically a parent protecting his child. No, I know.
But at this point in his career, he needs to be, surely he's able to handle criticism and know that it's just haters being haters.
I think if anyone steps the line and chirps his daughter, I think he has every right to bite back.
Okay.
That's just one thing you don't do.
Horrible word. I don't like that word.
Offend someone's child or say something mean about somebody's child. Look at Eminem. Every time somebody says something about Haley, he blasted them in a track.
Yeah, listen, it's true.
Toy Soldiers.
I just didn't like that word on Twitter, so it's my own personal issue.
Listen to the song Toy Soldiers. He's like, yeah. I was all chilled about this one beef he talks about until you mentioned her name in a song. And then I was like, and then he does a whole lot of swear words and stuff.
It was over. Okay.
Yeah, he was just, bruh.
I don't like that C word, but I do like the letter C. And in the context of nasty C, there's some cool stuff happening.
Yeah, I don't know the full story and I was hoping you did. Apparently Nasty C got a call from Roc Nation, Jay-Z's record company. Is this true?
So it is a little old, this news. He actually tweeted about it, but it did definitely happen. So we'll have to see how it plays out.
Yes, that's next level. Cause then he's going to be like the first rapper in South Africa to be signed to Jay-Z's label.
But, and he's sitting in the room next door. We spoke
Nasty
about
C.
this. No. O'Neal, who's the nastiest of C's. he was saying, we spoke about this on, I think, the Gentleman's Round Table when O'Neal was on several days ago. The fact that he hopes that if Nasty C does do stuff with Roc Nation, he doesn't go and change and become American or whatever, because that's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's when you start to lose it. Like, you've got to keep your authentic thing that got you there in the first place.
His sound is just already, like, internationally accepted. You know, his sound, his beats that he's dropping, it can go to any country and
but
be
keep
hot.
Keep a bit of flavor, because that's what sets you apart in an international context.
I'm a big Nasty C fan, eh? So, big ups to him for that one.
He's dope. Were you ever a fan of the Osbournes? I see they're making news. I got over caring about the Osbourne family time ago.
Can I reenact a scene from the Osbournes?
Absolutely.
So, whenever...
What was the show called that they used to do?
The Osbournes, I think. I think it was called the Osbournes. And I'm sure if you YouTube the Osbournes, the scene will come up every time. So whenever Ozzy wanted something, he'd go like this. I'm going to step away from the mic because it's going to get a bit loud. He'd go like this. Sharon! Sharon! Sharon, where's my coffee? And I'd laugh my head off.
And this is perhaps why they are now getting divorced.
He'd just shout, Sharon! Sharon!
This is it.
Hey, but that's how it goes.
They kind of pioneered reality TV.
Yeah, they started the Kardashians.
I never thought of that.
Anyway, it's all over now. Why are Sharon and Ozzy splitting?
Jeez, I have no clue yet because they split last time because of drugs and apparently this time isn't because of drugs.
I think it's because he's been cheating.
Ozzy?
Definitely.
He looks like such a cool dude. He looks like so laid back, like nothing could have been.
Yeah, definitely, definitely cheating.
Can't we finish that,
the theme song?
Theme song
is, you miss it that much.
Oh, I miss that. Trust me, everyone misses it.
Okay, and I'll play you out with that in a bit, yeah. I'll play you out with it at the end of the segment.
Jeez, I want to sing along to it. I used to watch that show, eh? There was Sharon, there was Ozzy, there was, what was the son's name? The son was always
Jack.
Jack was always getting into trouble.
And then he was in an accident, I think.
He was always getting into shit. And then there was the daughter. Who was the daughter's name?
That's the famous one. With a K. Kelly.
Kelly Osbourne. Yes, Kelly. Yeah. And then I remember there being like an adopted son.
Mm.
And then there were just dogs everywhere.
Dogs used to shit in the house. Yeah. Just a lot.
Oh, and loved that show.
We're really talking reality TV stars. I see here that you think we should talk about Kendra Wilkinson and Holly Madison from the Playboy Mansion.
Apparently there's feud there, hey? So, Holly's been going on to social media and, like, talk shows.
I don't even know who Holly is.
Holly Madison?
Remember I know the Hugh name, but Hefner? I can't remember what her face looks like. I know what she looks like.
So, Hugh Hefner had the 7 girlfriends. She was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the main girlfriend.
Were they friends, these two?
They were friends in the house.
And then?
But now Holly is going and revealing all these secrets of how disgusting it was to live in the house and how Hef treated the girlfriends.
What did he do?
I don't know. She said like he manipulated them and he put so many rules on them and curfews and stuff like that. And she's just dishing out all the scoop. And Kendra's like got Hugh Hefner's back. And Kendra's saying, no, they're not true. Why is Holly doing this and all this stuff? So it's like sort of a yin and a yang. Like one's positive, one's negative. It's pretty interesting to watch. If you want to go YouTube some of the clips that, Kendra's going on talk shows and doing. It's pretty interesting to go watch.
Okay.
Find out some real behind the secrets of the Playboy Mansion.
A weekend activity for you.
Have you ever wanted to visit the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to go there. But I fear it would be a bit of a disappointment. Didn't they sell it recently?
I think they did. It was on the market. I don't know
headlines,
if it's sold.
Because the magazine's done now. Or they're taking out nudity from the magazine.
Yeah, they took out nudity. And I know that like Hugh Hefner's children are the heirs to the magazine line and stuff like that. I've always wanted to go to one of those infamous parties and then go to the grotto and actually see if it's true what happens there.
Can I tell you, just after the sex talk show today, Jonty Saul was showing me a video on his phone of what they get up to at they did Sexpo last year or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, at Sexpo at Gallagher Estate.
Well, what did you
see?
It
was like full on just naked women just fondling and like just it was
Fingers.
And I was like, this happens at Gallagher Estate in Midrand. It was like proper full on board.
Really?
It's like goes on for 8 minutes. I was like, geez, you are the most qualified sex talk show host in the history of damn time. You really are. It's like, yeah, we made a 2 minute version for mobile and an 8 minute version for online.
He did it.
No. It's like training. He had to train the people that were involved on how to do it. It's like, not massage therapy because it's very intense, but
sensual massage.
It's just sensuality. I think the theme was like sensuality. But I mean, he probably speaks about this in depth on his show, but I just, you know, it's weird. I hear him on the show every week, sex talk and listen to the podcast and everything, but he really like, he lives it. Like, he's full on doing this. He's got people that he's training how to be sensual with one another. It's not, nothing's made up there.
So hectic.
Yeah. It was great to watch porn in the Cliff Central Hub.
Fridays
part are, of me part of me wants to make a reference to, like, you know, some of the serious interviews you can get on Cliff Central just to show the massive the juxtaposition of what you can get. You've got Tito Mboweni sitting yesterday waiting for his interview, and today John T. Searle's showing me his homemade porn.
You never know what's going to happen at Cliff Central. That's why every day is exciting.
Bunch of people, it really really is. And we must be the most effed of all to be here every day.
We have to absorb it all. Justice is like normal.
Oh my word. Oh yeah. I want to speak about this guy with the upside down head.
Oh, it's so crazy. Honestly, go on to Google.
I don't want to see this, bro. Is it going to mess me up?
No, it might, eh? Go on to Google right now, and its story just went viral.
Okay, what's his name? Claudio
Vieira de Oliveira. Just type in story of man with upside down head.
I don't know if I want to see. Do I want to see this?
It's quite hectic. So he was born with a deformity, and the doctors basically advised his mother to starve him to death.
Oh no, sorry.
So the doctors advised the mother to starve him to death, but she chose to not. And honestly, it's crazy to look at. And he's surviving, and he's finding new ways of doing things. His head is the other way round, and then it's flopped over his head.
I'm not going to look at it.
Can you best describe that?
No, you can look at it and describe it.
The condition is known as atherogyroposis.
I don't want to see that stuff.
He's got basically deformed limbs, upside down head.
It's heavy, bro.
So imagine your head being on the back of your back, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I can see it.
But it's very rare, apparently.
Okay. Shifting gears.
What about the dude that... Did you ever watch the movie with 50 First Dates?
Yes, Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Brilliant movie,
eh? It's good, yeah.
Okay. So there's a real-life 50 First Dates dude. He was 17 years old, Sam Tai. He suffered a concussion during a rugby game, and now he has ongoing amnesia. Every morning he wakes up not remembering anything from the next day. How crazy is that? And he has a girlfriend.
Huh.
Imagine, could you live a life like that? Forgetting everything you did yesterday?
Well, Jesus is actually, I don't know. Let's just take that for a second. Living a life where you forget everything every single day. I think the problem for me in that context is that it would take me so long of the day to get to grips with the fact that I didn't know what was happening in my life that I'd never be able to truly fully live.
The thing is, you wouldn't remember the next day that you had to do that. So every day is a new day. I mean, he remembers bits and pieces and little memories, but...
It's heavy. Every day waking up and just being so scared because you don't know how you got there.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're going to remember.
It's hard. And to the woman that's, you know, dating him, that must be quite a strain on the relationship.
His girlfriend, Jane, did say that social media has been a big help. Every morning when he wakes up, she forces him to go through social media to try trigger memories. But still, that is crazy, eh?
I actually forgot what I was going
to
say.
Not with this story.
Okay.
Wait, did you do that on purpose?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's everything in this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. Of course, the most important thing, though, is how we relax with Flax every single day.
Oh, you can catch me on Snapchat. I'll probably be snapping away my weekend, Mike Flax.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Tonight, I sort of want to have like a chilled night, watch some series and stuff. I'll probably still snap that. Tomorrow, I want to go get some running shorts and stuff for gym. Tomorrow night, I got to run. And then Sunday, I want to go chill with my friends the whole day.
Nice. Very cool.
And you?
So I've got friends that have decided it's now time to move into houses, which is always overwhelming. That's great. You know, become a real person. I've got the friends that are having a housewarming, and yeah, it'll be sort of along those lines.
Are you taking them anything?
I was actually thinking about this earlier, probably just, like champagne or something.
Take what always works well is those salad spoons.
Take
salad spoons. No one ever thinks to buy salad spoons.
I don't know if I've got it in me to go and buy salad spoons.
I'm sure you can get it at some quick shop.
Just not sure I'm emotionally there, bro.
Your first purchase of salad spoons.
No, I don't want to go down that road. Next thing you know, you're buying your own salad spoons. And that's commitment I don't need.
I haven't finished. Wait. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, and you can follow me on Facebook, Michael Flax. And I think that's it. That's
power.
All
right. And now you're going to sing us out with the Osbournes, yeah, right?
Play that, ready? Play okay. That tune.
There we go.
Crazy. Hey. But that's how it goes. Sons, your people living at home.
Oh yeah, that went a lot worse than I thought it was going to go. But I do appreciate the effort. Flax, thank you very much. That's another power edition of Relax, It's Flax. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.